I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 797, Resting in Our God of Abundance. There are people who view life from a scarcity mindset, and there are people who view it from an abundance mindset. Which one are you? Because the one you choose, and it is a choice you know, will go a long, long way in your own happiness and your ability to love. Today, let's look at the difference. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us there are two great commandments, if you want to boil it all down. It's loving God with everything we've got, and loving others. So what is a scarcity mindset? A scarcity mindset is when you're so obsessed with a lack of something, usually it's time or money, but it could be anything, that you can't seem to focus on anything else, no matter how hard you try. The term scarcity mindset was coined by the author Stephen Covey in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And there are two main facets to it. The scarcity mindset is the thought that wealth and opportunities are limited, and the fear that one will never have enough. Now, we've seen this from people who went through the Great Depression. No matter how much money they have in the bank, no matter how much food is in the pantry, they're always a little bit afraid, or maybe a lot of bit afraid, that it's just not going to be enough, that they're going to run out of food, they're going to run out of money, and they'll be poor or hungry or out on the streets. Now, we can understand that from folks who went through the Great Depression, and I'm happy to give them a pass. But what about the rest of us? We serve a God of abundance, friends. Look at Scripture with me. When Jesus fed the 5,000, there were entire basketfuls left over, and everybody was full. When Jesus meets the boys at the lake after the resurrection, he invites them to breakfast. He has fish ready for them, but he also lets them throw the nets on the other side, and they hadn't caught anything all night, and Jesus provides so many fish that the nets are breaking and they can hardly haul it all in. And Jesus didn't say in John 10:10, I've come that you might have a tolerable life, or an okay life. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly, overflowing. He told us also that he would give us his joy. The scarcity mindset can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. It believes that you're stuck, you're unhappy, and there's nothing you can do about it. And you end up becoming a constant complainer, a social striver. You got to find a way to get more and keep more. And in the process, you lose your health, your friends, and you begin worrying and being angst over every little thing. So going from a fearful scarcity mindset of never thinking you have or will ever have enough requires that you take action. It won't happen on its own. It means acceptance of where you are, without bitterness. You're not going to have everything, but you've got enough. It means being grateful and giving thanks for all, and I do mean all, that you do have. It means hanging around people who see the good and not just grouse about the bad all the time. It means celebrating what God has given you to do, even if it's not what God gave others to do. Because you're all on the same team, and you're all part of the same family, you know. Here's the great question. Which ideas that we've talked about today will help you switch your mindset from a mindset of scarcity to seeing God's abundance? Let's pray this prayer, adapted from Ed Hayes. Lord God, our hearts are crowded with gratitude. As we celebrate this day, we embrace it with great joy and eagerness, for we are truly grateful to you, our God, for all that you've given us. We pause now, and in silent prayer, we thank you for the great generosity of your gifts. We also thank you for other gifts, especially the gifts of love and affection that you freely shared. Thank you for the gift of those who are around us, as well as the people who have loved us and blessed us from afar. May you, our God, bless our lives with a spirit of abundance in your holy name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 798. In the meantime, I know it's not easy, We're afraid that we may not have what we need, but we do have God, and it's not a cliche to say God is all we need. Today, move through your life seeing and appreciating the abundance of God in the multitude of flowers and clouds and friends and food and colors and books and music. Well, you get the idea. My hope for you and for me is that we will find ourselves resting in our God of abundance.